One More Turn. Episode 1111, Midday Rendezvous.
Dominic?
Bella, you manage a lot of social media channels and tons of your posts get shared on repeat. I recognize you from the number of them with your photo. Seems I have you at a disadvantage. No, I didn't say my name was Bella. It is, as you thought, Dominique, which is why.
Perceptive, that's why I was laughing. Ironic, being as humorless as Avery told me.
You've got no idea. But she knows I love seafood, and from what I heard, this is the only place in town worth its salt to serve oysters. No reaction to my pun? Even as I claimed having no sense of humor? I bet you'd be quite the card shark if you wanted to. Did Avery not bother you even to show you a picture of me?
No one wants to share it with anyone, not even from her.
Asking me for a favor right now is probably not going to go well for you.
Just probably, so there's still a chance.
No one likes a pedantic or a lawyer.
Yeah, by your own admission, my social media posts are shared widely, and I do both.
Hardly, and barely, respectively. Fancy enough use of the English language for you?
You still want to work towards Carson and Caleb being held accountable for dough?
Word, the brothers Dork need to pay. Yes, I learned that from your posts too.
Then you know I cannot serve as Hudson's lawyer in any matter, let alone over Carson.
Seeing as how you've slept with both of them and married the latter, of course.
Hudson needs a lawyer, so I convince my father on one condition. I leave Carson.
You agreed? About damn time.
I didn't ask for your opinion, let alone your approval.
From what I read and heard, you and your father are not on speaking terms.
I know he wanted Hudson and I to stay together. He probably thinks my agreeing to leave Carson means I'm open to the idea again, which I am. But Hudson is not so...
Oh, save your breath and spare my ears. My captain's platter is getting cold.
That's what Carson orders. He thinks I believe him when he says he doesn't record his captain logs anymore, but...
Okay, here's where we're at. Unless someone's paying you by the word you say to me, why haven't you asked me what you really came to ask?
It's refreshing to speak to someone who knows of me, but doesn't know me.
Your social feeds are full of people who fit that description. Your question already?
You're the one I know who not only wants there to be consequences for Doe, but has the drive and resources to see it through.
Flattery is getting you somewhere. It isn't seafood, so spit it out already.
Will you lower your crosshairs on Hudson and Gary if I give you intel on Riley instead? Was it something I said?
Something you didn't say, actually. You admit to yourself you care for Hudson more deeply than he cares for you. I hear that. Gary's your father, who raised you mostly himself. I see that. What I don't get is why you got your crosshairs fixed on Riley.
He's a narcissistic, brain-bled leech who couldn't find herself out of a wet paper bag.
Oh, that was poetry.
That was true. Hudson went to ask Max to serve as a character witness in court. Anticipating his wife would do the same for Carson. Probably cancel each other out, which means Hudson needs leverage to convince a judge he's the believable one.
So I'm leveraged to you. And Hudson. And anyone else on your side.
I'm asking to have it be on your side, too. I'll take your silence as agreement.
Your word is as good as your bite. Which Pedro says is nothing to write about.
You cross that line again, and no one will blame you for knocking you on your behind.
Naughty, naughty. Now you see how humorless I can be.
I knew that pun was forced.
Almost everything I say and do among you townies is forced.
Almost?
Bringing down the parties responsible for the dough contract? That's... genuine.
You agreed to...
My lack of objection isn't the same as my explicit acceptance to an offer, Bella. Is that your lawyering I see rusting among the rain pouring down upon you?
Riley was the lackey.
On that, we can agree. If you were in my position, why would you possibly agree to giving up pursuing two of the biggest fish in the pond for the smallest?
First.
Just about Riley's only redeeming feature was her interest in top 10 lists. You about to follow suit?
If top 10 minus 8 is a thing, then yes.
Ugh, proceed.
Besides Riley having a history of not changing her account passwords, apparently also had a habit of documenting her thoughts on business matters within its files. Probably still does, not that that matters.
How is any of that relevant to this conversation?
Did Avery tell you about our acquisition of a company called Fortuna Works?
Spell out the relevance of this reference in the next 20 seconds or go away.
Me? Wouldn't it be you going if you're that frustrated?
Why would I leave when I'm the customer at this table and I still haven't touched my lobster tail? You've got 10 seconds left.
Riley kept a journal documenting her experiences throughout Doe's negotiation.
Are you about to tell me that those are part of her business journal online?
Was. I think my father finally convinced her to take it offline when they were dating.
The two of you both like older men. I'm into MILFs myself.
How is that relevant to this conversation?
To make you even more uncomfortable. Helps my position.
Riley's reputation means her journal isn't worth much, if anything, against Hudson and Gary. But Carson's drinking, Caleb's gambling, and that very same reputation of hers means her entry should be worth something in a civil trial. That account of events is more likely the truth than the others.
I agree to your terms. With an amendment.
Which is?
You pick up my tab. This captain's platter, good, but not triple dollar figure good.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Bella, voiced by Annalie Cartamandua Barney. Dominic, voiced by Jason Mega Bears Fan Grade. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin McLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. The next episode of One More Turn.
That's why you asked her to stay behind. Why you asked Evelyn to leave also.
I don't need a reason to ask Evelyn to leave. Besides, she's good at doing that herself.
This is not the time or place for comments like that, especially since you want my help.
I treat you like a father. Why wouldn't you help regardless?